Why There's No Such Thing as a Perfect Quiet Time by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. James 4:8. Growing up in church, I often heard about having a quiet time with God. It seemed to consist of a list of abstract rules that included prayer and an open Bible and usually a devotional of some sort to guide you. But the perfect quiet time always seemed just out of reach. I figured once I got older, I'd be more consistent. But then I became a wife and a mother, and I realized I was even busier. The truth is, there's no such thing as a perfect quiet time because there's no such thing as a perfect person. However, while it's crucial to lay down condemnation and unrealistic expectations of perfection, it's equally crucial to realize that the time with God is to our benefit and to our family's benefit. We're better moms and dads, husbands and wives, children and community members when we draw near to the Lord. Here are a few tips to having a good, not perfect, quiet time. First, drop the expectations. Any effort is better than none at all. Stop judging yourself because no one else is judging you. Go to the Lord however you can for as long as you can. Second, think quality, not quantity. There's been many times that I've received more encouragement and conviction from a single verse than from the times I sat down and read an entire chapter. God can work with just a little bit, trust me. His word never returns void. Third, remember that interruptions can be divine appointments. It's tempting to snap at our kids when they ask for juice in the middle of our prayer time, but if we were just praying for patience, that might be the way God chooses to build it up in us. Sometimes interruptions can be opportunities to minister to someone else around us, and that's glorifying to the Lord. Fourth, make the most of your white space. We all have white space in our day, when we're in the shower, sitting in traffic or carpool line, waiting on kids to get out of school or ballet, waiting on the pasta to boil. Take advantage of that space. Quote scripture, pray, acknowledge the Lord and ask Him to reset your emotions and thoughts. Hum a worship song. You'd be surprised how those small efforts can keep you centered all day. Fifth, journal your prayers or what the Lord reveals to you. If you write it down, it helps you focus, especially if you're sleepy. Also, doing so provides an opportunity to go back and see how the Lord spoke to you. This will always fan the flame inside to want more. Remember, perfect doesn't exist outside of Jesus. Having a quiet time isn't about perfectly following a list of rules or expectations. It's about connecting with your Savior, fueling up for the day in the morning, or processing the day by night. It's about worship and confession and conviction. It's about relationship. He loves you, and He's waiting for you to come in all your imperfection.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.